Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Mindong.
I'm Magic Glio. 57 days until March Madness tips off.
Yes, sir. We are now less than 2 months away from the big dance. And as always, big past weekend. And yeah, new AP poll, lots of movement. And I can't wait to cover this week.
Lots of movement indeed, and a lot of great games this weekend, actually. And just a great weekend for sports, all in all. NFL playoffs going on. That's good, very exciting. Obviously, these games are very exciting, and obviously you got a little NBA, NHL in there as well. So good month for sports coming up, and obviously as we progress closer to March, we continue to look forward to that. First up, let's talk about the weekend slate, though. Only one ranked game on Friday. It was number three Purdue taking down Nebraska, 73-55. Fletcher Moore actually led them in scoring, which I was pretty surprised about. Shout out to him having a really good freshman campaign thus far. Look to Saturday now. Very big slate on Saturday. We start with number five, Tennessee. We'll start with number two. I'm sorry. Number two, Kansas. It's because you have Tennessee as your favorite still, so they go up to the top. But number two, Kansas, barely escapes at home against number 14, Iowa State. Really impressive Iowa State's effort in this game for the full 40 minutes, but Kansas just had a little bit of a punch at the end. G-Dick had a really good game. Shout out to him. Number four, Alabama demolishes, and I mean demolishes LSU. Brandon Miller might be an All-American this year. He is having a phenomenal season, 31 points, 9 rebounds. Alabama wins this game by 40, 106-66. They led this game 59-22 at halftime. They absolutely smoked LSU. Number five, Tennessee falls at home to who else but Kentucky. Kentucky's having one of the weirdest years this year, like UNC, 11-6 now, but this is a very good win for Kentucky. This is a quad two loss for Tennessee, but they should be all right. Moving
We
on.
love our new home.
Oh
We're
my
so excited.
goodness. The stupid ESPN website. It really annoys me. Regardless, hey, I'm glad it was right there though. Number seven, UCLA. They take down Colorado. Jaime Jaquez had a really good game, 23 and 13, as well as four steals. UCLA 16 and 2 now, 7-0 at Pac-12 play. Gonzaga took down Portland pretty convincingly, 115 to 75. Malachi Smith, welcome to the party. He had a very good game for Gonzaga, 27 points in the win. They are now 5-0 West Coast Conference play. Pretty surprising result here. Oregon, they got smacked by Arizona State a couple of like Friday or Thursday it was. They host Arizona number nine and they smack them 87-68. Nafale Dante had a really good game and a really impressive dunk as well. If you didn't see that, go look that up. That was pretty nasty. Number 10, Texas survives. Really good game against Texas Tech though. Shout out to them. Sir Jabari Rice led Texas in scoring, hooked those horns. 15 and 2 now in the year, 4 and 1 in Big 12 play. And Texas Tech, worst start to in the Big 12 ever. Maybe not ever, but since they joined the Big 12, they are 0 and 5 right now in Big 12 play. TCU lit up number 11, Kansas State. Number 17, TCU, I should say. 82-68. Emmanuel Miller had a really good game, but all around, TCU was guns blazing. And this is the TCU that we all expected come preseason. Number 13, Virginia takes down Florida State pretty convincingly. And number 15, Arkansas falls to Vanderbilt on the road. I was very impressed by this result. Vanderbilt was down by 8 at halftime, and they win the second half 63-42, winning this game by 13 points. I was very impressed. I want to hear your thoughts at the end of this. And another upset here. Number 16, Miami falls to NC State at home. DJ Burns having a day. He had a really good game. NC State's pretty sneaky, 14 and 4, 4 and 3 now in ACC play. Number 18, Wisconsin, they got smacked by Indiana. Indiana's 9-1 at home now, but yeah, that's a good win for them. They needed that one. Wisconsin, tough loss. Nothing else to really say. Unfortunate. Number 19, Providence loses to Creighton. Really good game for Creighton. Baylor Shireman and Cockburner had a really good game. This is a must-win for Creighton, and they got it done. Trending in the right direction, which is good for them to see. Number 20, Missouri falls to Florida. We both expected this one. Just a SEC matchup that can go either way. Number 21, Auburn takes down Mississippi State. No, I didn't really watch this game, but it was a pretty back and forth game for the most part. 22, Charleston takes down Elon. No comment there. The best mid-major team still in March and college basketball, I should say. Number 23, San Diego State falls to New Mexico. Now, I was very impressed with this New Mexico comeback. Really resilient and a great win for them. Shout out to them. And number 24, Duke falls to who else But the Clemson Tigers, baby. I'm wearing my rugby shirt, but shout out Clemson. Really good win, 72-64. PJ Hall had a terrific game. But all in all, Clemson, really resilient. I was watching this game start to finish. I wish I could go, but due to rugby, I could not. But that was a phenomenal game. And then two games on Sunday. Number six, UConn falls to St. John's. And UConn was at home. UConn's on a very big skid. We'll talk about that soon. But Jalen Hawkins at 31, but it wasn't enough. Scenario had 19-13 to win for St. John's, which was much needed for them. And number 12, Xavier survives against Marquette. Number 25, really good game. Sully Bohm and Jack Nungi had good games. Xavier's legit, man. I really like them a lot this year. And then four games Monday. Actually, we'll talk about that after the AP poll. So what are your thoughts on the weekend slate? It was a lot.
Yeah, Friday. Obviously, Purdue got the job done. But Saturday, man, it was packed. Iowa State almost came into Allen Fieldhouse and upset them. Very good game. Obviously, a two-point game for Kansas. Two-point win for Kansas. And, yeah, both these teams, liking them a lot, both. Brandon Miller, like you said, could be an All-American. He's easily the best freshman. I don't think there's anyone in the conversation that's close to him. I think he is easily the top freshman in the country. Number five, Tennessee. I'm very disappointed. I even wore my Vol shirt. Third Friday's episode. So, yeah, pretty disappointed that they did lose to Kentucky. UCLA, good. Gonzaga, good. And then Oregon, obviously, they have a sneaky good home court advantage. They're getting somewhat healthy as well. Jermaine Cousinard, 27 points. And if you guys didn't see his half court three, unintentional.
that was funny.
Man, he tried to throw a half court alley hoop. To Fally Dante, and it just went in the hoop. It just went in the hoop. So, yeah, 3 points for him. Texas Tech escapes. Texas escapes. Good game there as well. We thought it was going to be a fight, and it was. TCU, can't emphasize them enough. They're a good team. That's all I got to say this time. Virginia, good win. And, yeah, Arkansas, clearly they're not the same without Nick Smith Jr. They need him back. He's ruled out for the rest of January, but February they're going to reevaluate, and hopefully he's back because he is a very good player. He's fun to watch, and I hope he does come back soon. NC State, in my opinion, is a tournament team right now. They're good. Indiana has figured out how to play basketball once again, or Wisconsin just doesn't know how to play basketball. But 45 points for Wisconsin is just unacceptable, even without Tyler Wall. I know you're a big fan of him this year. And Creighton, much needed win. We knew Missouri was fraudulent. Florida, good win for them. Both these teams, I know Missouri's ranked or was ranked. We'll get to the people in a sec, but I don't think they're going to make the tournament. The SEC is just way too deep, and I think they'll finish 10th. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I could really see either. I think 8th's the highest they could go probably, but I see 10, 9 as well in that range.
Mm-hmm. Auburn, great win for them. Mississippi State is that going downhill really fast. Charleston's going to continue to be Charleston. And New Mexico, San Diego State, this was a great game. I watched this game. And obviously the Mountain West shows you how deep it is. And I think it's going to be a four-bid conference looking at it.
Yeah, I could honestly see that. I personally would love that, but realistically – probably three, but I love four.
Yeah. And congratulations to your Clemson Tigers for the big win over Duke.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then we go to Sundays. Proud to say that I did call this, that St. John's was going to upset UConn in Hartford. And proud to say I was right. I'm always right. When am I not right?
Picking March Madness bracket last year.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I'm always right until March. Then you somehow become always right.
Well, last year. Not
we won't talk about that. We'll flip up. I think we'll flip up again this year. But Marquette did not win. I thought they were gonna win as well. It was a great game, but Xavier, man, I think they're on another level. If you guys have not watched that TikTok of the six teams that are. My book to win March Madness. I think it has 2K views now, but the six teams, I'll just review them.
You don't remember.
Alabama, Tennessee, Kansas, Houston, UCLA, and Xavier. Those are the six teams. I think one of those six teams will win March Madness this year, and that's all I got for the slate.
Yeah, I should definitely do a video on that as well. I agree with some of those teams. I also have some other teams in there. Not fan biased at all, but I really do think that there's a couple other teams contending and some teams that are a little bit fraudulent. But hey, I like that list overall with those six. But yeah, AP poll came out yesterday. I'll give you a little bit of a minute to take your breath because you obviously do the AP poll. But looking at it all in all, I think it's pretty good. And a lot of movement, as you can see, per usual. But I'm really excited for it. And yeah, just a great week of hoops coming up. A lot of good stuff on the slate for the next couple of days that we'll get to after. But a couple of guys I want to quickly shout out for stats. Jake Stevens from Chattanooga continues to shine. He's now averaging 22 points per game, 10.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. He can pretty much do it all, and 2.5 blocks. And yeah, he's been absolutely cooking. This weekend, he had. They actually lost to Samford, but yeah, he still had 27 and 3 and 3 and 2 steals. The dude's an absolute stud, 7 foot senior. Hopefully going to the league, we hope. But other guys I want to shout out, Zach Edey, go check the TikTok. I made a video on him. Jamarian Sharp, Western Kentucky's finest. Shout out to him. Averaging 4.5 blocks per game. He's been an absolute stud. His stats aren't the greatest. I mean, it's 6, 7, and 4 blocks, which is pretty cool. It's like a Draymond Green stat line in a sense, but except he's a 7'5" big man that can do that. But tough game against FAU this weekend. But yeah, I still think that he's going to be pretty good. And one other guy, Yuri Kahn's, the assist machine. Now I'll round up to him 11 assists. It's at 10.9, but we're rounding to 11. He's been averaging over 10 assists the past 5 games. He's been an absolute stud. Shout out to him. But St. Louis is struggling. So in a sense, they're 4-1 now. The A-10 is really, really competitive. We'll talk about that after, maybe if we have time. But yeah, you ready for the poll now?
Yeah, I've been ready. Good to see Javante Perkins balling, though. I wanted to say that. And yeah,
Yeah.
let's talk about the A-10 before. I think it's the one big conference. I hate to say it because I'm a big A-10 guy. One of my favorite conferences. Probably my favorite mid-major conference or non-power six conference. That it is my favorite non-power six conference. And it's kind of sad to see that everyone's canceling each other out there. They didn't do too well in the non-con, and it's just not as deep it. As probably 2 years ago, 2, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. We all thought Dayton was going to be that team. Hasn't looked like it. That's, I mean, yeah, they've been injured, and yeah, they're coming back, but still, I mean, I think it's a four-headed race to win that bid. I don't think they're going to get two bids. I think it's one bid as well, and we'll talk about that. I honestly don't know who's going to win that. Obviously, Dayton, VCU, and St. Louis are all tied at first. Richmond, St. Bonnie's, Duquesne, George Washington, all behind them by one game. It's a very competitive race. All the teams are within 2.5 games except Loyola Chicago, which are 0-5, by the way, in A-10 play. Very surprised by that. But regardless, let's get back on topic. Let you get to the eight people.
Good today, people. Number one team remains the same. Houston with 34 of the 60 voters voted them as the number one team. Behind them with 23 of the 60 votes for the number one team is the number two team, Kansas. And receiving the other three number one votes is the third ranked team, Purdue. Rounding out the top five at four is Alabama and five UCLA. Gonzaga at six, your favorite program, the Texas Longhorns. Hook 'em. At number seven and the highest ranked Big East team now, none other than the number eight Xavier Musketeers. Number nine, Tennessee, after the loss to the Kentucky. And rounding out the top 10 is Virginia. 11, Arizona. 12, Iowa State. 13, Kansas State. 14, TCU. 15, UConn. 16, Auburn. 17, Miami. 18, the highest mid-major, Charleston. Welcome to the top 25. That would be none other than your school and
Oh,
your dad,
yeah.
the Clemson Tigers, debuting at number 19. Number 20, Marquette. 21, Baylor. 22, Providence. Welcome to the top 25 team, Big Ten team. That would be Rutgers at number 23. Happy for Rutgers. And at number 24, we have another mid-major, representation. It is Florida Atlantic coming out of the Conference USA. Who expected this team out of all Conference USA teams to be the first one to be in the top 25? Rounding out of the top 25 is Arkansas. Five next teams. NC State, St. Mary's, Arizona State, New Mexico, and Illinois. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and the drops, Wisconsin, Missouri, San Diego State, and Duke. Yep. But pretty good list. Personally, I think Arkansas should not be in here. I put St. Mary's in here. Cough, cough. And Baylor, I don't know why Baylor jumped up to 21. They should be a bottom three team at least. But all in all, I think it's a good list. Obviously, the top 10, I think, is pretty accurate. I think those are the top 10 teams right now in college basketball, without a doubt. And, it's very competitive. As you can see, the Big 12 seems to be the most dominant conference thus far through, 11 weeks of college basketball. They've looked really good. They have Texas in there. They have Kansas in there. They have Iowa State, Kansas State, TCU, Baylor now. And, I mean, they have a couple of teams coming up as well. It's been a very good race in the Big 12. I've been all here for it. I love it. But, it's a good list overall. I got no complaints. Houston and Kansas, I think they could be very interchangeable, obviously separated by just 14 points. But, oh no, I think it's a very good list. I can't complain.
Mm-hmm. Neither can I, but I do believe NC State is a fringe top 25 team. I think St. Mary's is already a top 25 team. I put them in over Arkansas. Arkansas is just not good without Nick Smith Jr. I hate to say that, but I'm happy to see Kent State with 8 votes.
Love it.
Said it last week that I think they should be receiving votes in. Try to pull voters listen to our podcast because now they have 8.
I guess so. So shout outs to those who voted for Kent State. Quickly going to cover Monday's games. Obviously, these are the teams that have just been newly ranked. Number 3, Purdue survives this is a fantastic game against Michigan State. Michigan State's a sneaky all right team, but they fell 1 point short, 64-63. Number 3, Purdue wins. Zach Edey had 32-17 in the win. That was absurd. Tyson Walker had a phenomenal game as well. The best game I've seen him play. He had 30 points in the loss. Tough loss. That must stink for Sparty. But we'll see what they can do the rest of their season. March Madness, chances in doubt for Izzo and company, I personally think. But we'll see. Big Ten's a mess, as we said. Number 17, Miami, survives. A really good game against Syracuse. Syracuse was up in the first half and fell just a little bit short. But Syracuse, shout out to them. They've been on a sneaky good run in ACC play, well, until the loss. But Miami now second place in the ACC. Clemson plays tonight. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Number 18, Charleston, dominant win over William & Mary. They are now 7-0 in Colonial play, 19-1 on the season. And the other mid-major team, number 24, FAU, takes down Western Kentucky. 76-62. They are now 17-1 and 7-0 as well in Conference USA play. Any thoughts on these games?
Not really.
All righty. So with that being said,
I actually do. He's him.
I agree. So with that being said, let us get now to the slate. And most of these games starting as we speak, but you'll probably see this later tonight or tomorrow, depending on the time. But regardless, number 1, Houston goes to Tulane. Tulane is a sneaky good team, just one game behind Houston as we speak in the American. But Houston, obviously, the number 1 team in the nation. What do you have?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Houston here. Obviously, it starts right now. I think we should just list off all the notable 7 o'clock games and then go on to the 8 o'clock games. What do you think?
Yeah, why wouldn't we do that?
All right. I'll just list off the 7 o'clock games then.
Oh, you mean like just rapid fire?
Yeah, just rapid fire. Okay, no picks, no nothing, because obviously it's 7 o'clock as we speak. So.
All right, the games. All right, that's fine. There you go.
So 7 o'clock games, number 2, Kansas, and number 13, Kansas State in a rivalry in-state matchup. Number 9, Tennessee at Mississippi State. It's probably all the good 7 o'clock games there are anyway. So what do you think? Any other 7 o'clock games worth mentioning?
No, not really. I mean, BC plays UNC. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, other than that, no, I guess you're
all right. We'll go to 8 o'clock then as number 12 Iowa State host number 7 Texas. I know you're a Texas fan, but you're big. You're also a big believer in the Hilton Magic.
Oh, I am.
What do you have today?
Dude, this game's going to be so good. I can't wait to watch this.
It's on ESPN Plus, not ESPN.
Oh, that's a crime. Are you kidding?
you know what they got on ESPN? They got Georgia and Kentucky on ESPN today.
I got no comment. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Okay. Yeah, obviously Tyrese Hunter's return to Iowa State. This game's going to be awesome. I'm really excited for it. Both these teams 4-1 in Big 12 play, just behind Kansas. You know who I'm going to take? I'm going to take, obviously, Texas to win this game, hook those horns. But Tyrese Hunter might be in for a long night. I think he's going to get tripped all night. And the Hilton Magic's real. I think this is going to be a phenomenal game. Must-see TV. Why it's on ESPN Plus, I don't know. That is absolutely absurd to me. But I'm going to go with Texas in a very close game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Hilton Magic. I'm going with Iowa State. They almost went to Kansas and beat them. They lost by 2. So Iowa State, legit team there. Them and Texas are in my tier 2 of national championship contenders. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the home team here. And I'm probably always going to go with the home team in the Big 12.
That's very fair. And we'll now go to 8:30. Number 4, Bama, goes to Vanderbilt. Can Vanderbilt knock off 2 top 25 teams in a row?
No, not Alabama.
Last time they played last year, I remember Vanderbilt kept this game very close. But, no, I think Bama's going to win this game pretty convincingly.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we'll go to the Big Ten as Wisconsin hosts Penn State in a matchup between two bubble teams. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, this is going to be a rock fight. Both these teams have some studs. And both these teams, like you said, fighting for a spot in the tournament. I'll go with the home team here, Wisconsin. But I think Penn State's also a very underrated team in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it depends if Tyler Wall is playing or not. I know all of Wisconsin's losses are when Tyler Wall does not play. So I'm not sure what his availability is like, but I'm going to assume he's going to be playing, and I'm taking Wisconsin.
Very true. And we'll go to 9 o'clock now. Big game in the ACC. It is number 19, Clemson. Still 7-0 in ACC play. Knock on wood. They go to Winston-Salem to take on Wake Forest, who is a sneaky 5-2 on the bubble right now this year. Clemson at the moment is in the tournament. Who do you have winning this game? Chase Hunter is not playing, by the way.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm going to go with Wake Forest.
You're ridiculous. I don't care if Chase Hunter's not playing. They still have Hunter Tyson, and they have P.J. Hall. Watch out for Josh Beadle tonight. He's in the starting lineup. I think he's going to have a very good night. Give me Clemson winning this game, but it's going to be close. I think it will be close. I'll give Wake Forest that.
Mm-hmm. Same time, Texas Tech hosts number 21 Baylor. Who you got on that one?
Yeah, this is going to be another rock fight. I don't think Baylor should be ranked, but Texas Tech has not looked good at all. But this game is in Lubbock. So, you know what? I'm going to pick the upset. I'm going to go Texas Tech getting their first win in Big 12 play. They're due.
Yeah, me too. And they got Fardosi Mock back. So,
today? It's his debut?
They got him. They got him last game against Texas already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't.
He actually played really well. And he's shooting threes. He's a sniper now from three.
He's a stud. Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah, but I'm going to go Texas Tech as well. I don't really think it's an upset now that Imaga is playing. Definitely changes that dynamic of this team.
Oh, yeah, it does indeed. And I thought he was going to transfer out, but he decided to come back, which is huge for them. Yeah, we'll see if they can make a Cinderella push to the tournament. We'll see. That, like a Texas A&M type run. I mean, I know they didn't make it, but still, in that essence. But let's go to the MVC. The MVC has been one of the most competitive conferences thus far in all of college basketball, and none of you probably even know that. I'm looking at the MVC standings right now. Let me pull them up real quick. 6-2 SIU, 6-2 Belmont, 6-2 Indiana State, 5-3 Drake, 5-3 Bradley, 5-3 Missouri State, 5-3 Northern Iowa, 5-3 Murray State, and then the other four teams. But yeah, that's more than half of the teams over 500 as we speak. The MVC is looking really good. I'm really excited for it. This is a big game. Murray State, Belmont. Who do you got winning this game?
Yeah, you got to watch out for whoever's going to represent this conference in March Madness. They're always an upset killer. And we're going to make a TikTok pretty soon of Final Four Cinderella, potential Final Four Cinderella teams. And there could be multiple MVC teams. There could be multiple Conference USA teams. You're going to have to see it. But I'm going to go with Belmont at home.
Belmont at home is a safe choice. I'll pick the safe choice as well.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go with this game on ESPN. We'll go with Kentucky and Georgia because Georgia is looking good under Coach Mike White. Who you got in this one?
They are indeed. I think Kentucky will keep their streak alive. I got Kentucky at home in the rep.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kentucky as well.
Next game up, let's go to this Mountain West game, 9 o'clock. UNLV going to Utah State. Utah State is 8-1, not 8-1 in the conference, but they're 3-2 in the conference. UNLV is a surprising 1-4 in the conference, which I'm very surprised about. The team behind them is Wyoming at 0-5, which I'm also surprised about, but they've been hurt. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, Wyoming's a mess right now. No Ike, no Maldonado for today and for the foreseeable future. I'm going to go Utah State at home, getting on topic again.
Yes, I'm going to pick Utah State as well. UNLV, I'm surprised that they're not doing too well in Mountain West play at the moment, but we'll see if they can turn things around.
Uh-huh. And last game of the night, I believe, yeah, Nevada taking on Boise State in Boise. Boise State is currently in the tournament, and the loser will probably be out of the tournament picture while the winner will stay in the tournament. But two bubble teams nonetheless. Who you got?
Two top dogs right now in the Mountain West. I'm going to be going with the home team. I got Boise State winning this game.
I'm going to go with Nevada. I'm definitely going to watch this game because I have not seen – I've seen Nevada play. I just haven't seen Boise State play.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I've seen Nevada play. They look good out there. But Boise State, I know they were very good last year. They're still pretty good this year, but I need to check them out to see for myself. They got to pass the eye test for me.
Definitely agree. I like that. I like that a lot. And we'll go to Wednesday now. A lot of good games on Wednesday. We'll start at 6:30. Number 15, UConn, obviously on the skid. They go to Newark to take on Seton Hall, a team who's been struggling, but they're both 4-4 in Big East play as we speak. What do you want in this game?
Yeah, I'm going to take Seton Hall. Might as well.
Yeah, and can you believe that UConn is 4-4 in Big East play as we speak? That's pretty impressive. I'm going to take Seton Hall at home.
Yeah, and Battle of Virginia, that's number 10 Virginia host, Virginia Tech. Who you got in this one?
Man, VT's been very disappointing this year. I got Virginia winning this game.
Yeah, same here.
TCU, number 14, going to Morgantown. West Virginia still has not won a Big 12 game. Do you think they can pull off an upset here?
It's TCU, so I'm going to say no.
They have a chance, but I'm also going to say no. I got TCU, sorry.
We got a unranked LSU team versus a number 16 Auburn team. Two fraudulent teams, in my opinion. Who you got in this one?
I agree. Two fraudulent teams. LSU is 9-1 at home, though. So with that being said, I will pick the upset, quote unquote, and LSU winning this game. Yeah,
I definitely don't think this is an upset. I think LSU easily. I think LSU beats Auburn pretty soundly.
Yeah, I could see that as well. And let us go to All right, we'll go to the SEC at 7. Florida going to Texas A&M. A&M is on the come up. They have started the season off very slow, but as soon as you know it, they're picking up things 4-0 right now in SEC play. Do you have them going to 5?
Yeah, I really like A&M.
I do too. They came out of nowhere. Buzz Williams' job looks safe at the moment. I got them.
We'll continue with the 7 a.m. We'll show some mid-major love.
7 a.m.?
I mean 7 p.m. We'll go with Chattanooga hosting Furman. These two teams were probably 1-2 with Samford at 3. All three of them were interchangeable. Who you got in this one?
SoCon, I haven't really seen too much of that play. I'm going to go with Chattanooga at home. They obviously have Jake Stevens, who we talked about earlier.
I'm going to go with Furman. But Samford is undefeated in conference play, and they don't even have their best player playing. Quez Glover, he's not even playing yet. And
can't believe that.
The first game he was out, they lost it at D2 school. You remember that?
I do remember that.
Oh. And all of a sudden, the conference play comes around, they're undefeated without him. So I think this is a team that could make a sleepy run. Or obviously, the SoCon, another conference you have to look out for when talking about upsets. Chattanooga almost beat Illinois last year. I almost called that one, and I was excited if they won. But, They won. They were up for 95% of the game, but college basketball, things happen.
Agreed. Get this. Samford is 12-7. Both their losses all came in a row, and their wins they had, they won, I think it's six in the beginning, seven losses, then six in a row. That's pretty crazy of a season thus far. But yeah, we'll keep moving forward. We'll go to 8:30. We got number 8 Xavier going to DePaul. This is a scary game for Xavier. I'm gonna say it here first. Who do you have winning this game?
Xavier, come on, man.
Oh man, yeah. Scary game for Xavier. Watch out. DePaul is the high major killer. I think DePaul is going to keep this game very close. I will pick Xavier to win, but hey, man, DePaul might have a chance. Shout out DePaul.
And we'll go with a top 25 ranked matchup, a matchup that will actually be competitive. 20 Marquette hosting 22 Providence. Who you got in this one?
I got Marquette at home. I still think Providence is a little fraudulent in my eyes. I think they're a good team, but I like those Shaka Smart boys and Marquette over there.
Yeah, I do too. I like Marquette in this one. I'm going to call Providence fraudulent. I call them lucky.
Yeah, that's fair. Last year they were as well. I give you that. Number 25, Arkansas, SEC play going to Mizzou. Pretty much an even matchup. What do you get?
Yeah, these two teams. There's a lot of fraudulent teams in there.
I agree.
Obviously, these two, you got the LSU-Auburn matchup. Got Mississippi State as a fraudulent team. You got – there's a lot. Right? I could probably name all of them other than what? Kentucky, Alabama – not Kentucky. Tennessee, Alabama. That's probably it. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the top 25 team.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mizzou at home. I think it can go either way, like I said.
We'll do one more game to end out this episode. Do San Diego State at Colorado State. Colorado State, somewhat down year, but they're hanging in there. Obviously, Mountain West, a lot of things can happen as well. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, shout out to Isaiah Stevens. Yeah. Two great shots. One to force OT and one to win OT. I believe he had like 30-something that game as well. He was an absolute hooper, and now he's fully healthy. Colorado State is a sneaky team that can pull a Utah State-type run a couple of years ago, if you do remember that. But they are at home. Ah, man, tough game. I'll go San Diego State in the close one. I think it'll be a very close game. I could see this game going either way, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go San Diego State as well. Obviously, both these teams made the tournament last year. It was fun to see Colorado State be in the tournament last year. What seed were they? They were
Colorado State. They were the sixth seed. Were they six? They played Michigan the first round.
Yeah, Michigan was the 11th seed. Yeah, they
Colorado were. Colorado State was six seed. Yeah,
I didn't know. I didn't think they were that high.
They were. They were very high, man. I know.
Yeah. Too bad they didn't win.
I know.
Michigan was Tennessee, sad. And my bracket was busted from there. But yeah, I think that that'll conclude the episode. We'll be back for Thursday and probably cover Friday and the weekend on Thursday as well. So, yep. Yeah, let you end out the episode. Play of the day. What's the play of the day?
Go check out Dirty Water Wages.
Yeah, we had of getting off topic to college basketball. We had our little NFL prediction bracket as well. And I say mine was pretty good.
I got no views on mine. It's sad. I don't know why I'm not getting views, but
you're not using the proper hashtags, but that's beside the point. I got the Chiefs winning it all now. I got the Giants upsetting the Eagles.
No way. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, go watch it.
I didn't see it yet actually, but I'll go watch it.
And my golf player prop also there. And yeah, that's all I gotta promote.
And then I'll do a quick score update. Houston's up 2, about 7 minutes in. And Kansas State is up 6 right now on Kansas. Uh-oh. We'll see how that ends up being. It's really early, but just wanted to shout that out. And FSU is up 24-6 on Notre Dame. I'm very surprised by that, but that's off topic. So, yes, that is all we got for today's episode. 57 days until March Madness begins. Very excited for it. A lot of great games these next few days. So if you have nothing to do, watch some college basketball, man. You're missing out if you're not. You got to prep for March. For those of you that don't know that, now's your time. But, yeah, that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Some people have hobbies. We love college basketball. Shout out John Rothstein. Thank you for watching.